Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and happy Wednesday. Well, we've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, let's face it. As you get older, after a night with drinks, you don't bounce back the next day like you used to. Thanks to ZBiotics, you don't have to make the choice of having a great night or a great day. ZBiotics pre-alcohol prebiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not the dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and of course, you're going to feel your best tomorrow. So go to zbiotics.com/justnews to get 15% off your first order when you use the Just News promo code at checkout. Once again, ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they're going to refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/justnews and use that promo code JUSTNEWS at checkout for 15% off your order. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and also for letting us have a good time.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back, America. A bill that would reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, better known as FISA, is scheduled for a House vote on Wednesday. The bill, which is currently being supported by the FBI, would extend Section 702 of FISA, authorizing the targeted collection of foreign intelligence information from non-U.S. persons located abroad. According to the FBI, that's exactly what it does. Some lawmakers argue that the legislation will have a minimal impact on reforming what has become a really big concern. Tens of thousands of Americans every month having their phone records searched through and rifled through without a warrant. Remember, we had Jim Jordan on the show and Andy Biggs. They had a different legislation that would have required a warrant if an American's phone records were involved. That is not going to be put on the floor by Speaker Mike Johnson. We're going to be watching that closely. We are lucky to be joined by a person who wants to be in the Congress next year. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate in the great state of Utah and the current mayor of the city of Riverton, Mayor Trent Staggs. Mr. Mayor, good to have you on the show.
Good to be with you again. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Your campaign is catching fire. A lot of interest in it. I want to ask you a little bit. You look at this opportunity. I think a lot of Americans think, oh, we always have to have a warrant when our phone records are spied on. That's not been the case. Is this a missed opportunity for Republicans if they don't get the reform?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I stand solidly with that piece of legislation you just referenced. Well, what would be what was proposed by Jim Jordan and also Andy Biggs. I know that Senator Mike Lee, our great senator here from the state of Utah, was so adamantly opposed this last go around to the NDAA, the reauthorization of that 702 FISA. You know, what's so frustrating is for Senator Lee to be able to call directly on Christopher Wray of the FBI and ask what that process is and to get no answer whatsoever. Yeah. And to be able to cite, you know, over 200,000 examples, I believe it was, of warrantless spying on Americans. I mean, this is incredibly problematic and something that we need to be able to stand up and actually get changed.
So important.
And Mr. Mayor, you know, I know that you are obviously running for the upper house, but just as an American, looking at what is happening in the House of Representatives and the wins that they could have had, this was another major one. And of course, the spending has gotten out of control, and it seems like it's been more failures than successes for this House. What do you think they can eke out before November that will actually put them in a better position to win or to retain the majority?
Oh, boy. Well, that's it's incredibly important. And as we're finding out, it's important that we win not just the majority, but it needs to be held with a majority of folks that are America first and constitutional conservatives, because I am like so many people I'm hearing here in our great state. I know that sentiment is also shared by Republicans across the country. They're tired of just go along, get along Republicans and doing nothing when given an opportunity. And that's why, you know, my candidacy is so important here. We're going to be able to replace Mitt Romney with someone who is going to join the ranks of a Senator Mike Lee, a Senator Tommy Tuberville, Rand Paul, Rick Scott, Ron Johnson, those folks that are truly America first constitutional conservatives. We have to have the majority back in the Senate. We need to maintain it in the House, but we need to have the majority within our own caucus that are of that that mindset. And that is the only way in which we're going to be able to see change and change that we so desperately need with respect to process and getting this omnibus spending bills out of, you know, just that's been the status quo. And we need to stop that, get back to process.
That's true. The status quo is something that Americans are crying to be changed. Sir, your state was in the news a little bit. The Biden Justice Department sued it for not making enough accommodations for a transgender inmate. This this sort of movement, this ideology of transgenderism, it's affecting every aspect of our lives, including in the prisons. Were you surprised Utah got sued?
No, not by this administration. I mean, this is something that I've been campaigning about. I mean, we need to be able to really have the separation of what I call woke and state. You often hear too much about the separation of church and state. Well, hey, look, wokeism, progressivism, it's its own ideology, insidious at that. And we need to ensure that the federal government doesn't fund and doesn't promote or promulgate these types of endeavors. And we've seen it wholeheartedly endorsed by the Biden administration and have it pushed down throughout pretty much, you know, almost every agency. And the American public, they're tired of this. They don't want to see their tax dollars going towards advancing a particular agenda like this. And so that's something, again, where we are in a position in 25 here with President Trump back in office and having a majority of the Senate of true America first constitutional conservative Republicans joining those in the House. We are going to be able to finally stop this crazy, crazy agenda that the Biden administration has been pushing here for far too long.
Mr. Mayor, I think for Republicans, and this is different for Democrats, but for Republicans, one of the best trajectories to national politics is coming from a position like yours, a local position as mayor or something like that, because hometown values for Republicans really seem to be reigning supreme right now. And there's a grotesque juxtaposition between that and what Democrats represent. Going into the November election, you know, the coast would have us believe that America is going, you know, needs to go in a progressive direction. And progressive, of course, means something opposite to what I think they are trying to say. How do you get that across to your voters in Utah? Because I know in Utah, it's more hometown values. It's not the coastal elite values.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely something they're looking for. They're saying, hey, look, we need to have somebody who understands federalism, that understands the proper role of government. And I believe that there's no office that understands that better. There's no greater level of transparency and accountability than that of a mayor. And I've been fighting on the front lines for 10, now going on 11 years, you know, representing my community. We've been pushing back against federal overreach, state overreach, and even county overreach. Our founders understood this. You know, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution delineates those 17 things that we, the people, have given the federal government. That's their role. That's their domain. And if it's not there, if it's not articulated there, it's to be left to the states, to the people. And our founders understood that local governance is what governs best. And it's been demonstrated time and time again. And sadly, this federal government has grown so far beyond what our founders have envisioned that, you know, they're even failing to do the few things that are delineated in Article 1, Section 8. And that's understood. That's understood by Americans, by Utahns, as well as I travel the state. They understand the federal government has gotten far, far too big. And we need somebody that understands that, that has that perspective to go back to D.C. and rein in the federal government. And that's exactly what we're going to do day one.
Mr. Mayor, we've got about 45 seconds left. I want to stay on that theme. Mayorkas impeachment is going to be on the Senate trial later this week. It could be a trial, short one, it seems like. But just a few days ago, the House revealed that 200,000 deportation cases were dismissed because Homeland Security didn't do the paperwork. That's the sort of incompetence I think you're talking about, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, immigration is one of those things that's articulated there in Article 1, Section 8. And this is it's inexcusable. I mean, they have put all of America at risk. Every state they claim, you know, is now a border state. I see it in my own community. And it's just a complete and utter failing of the Biden administration. And yeah, Mayorkas, boy, that guy should have been impeached a long time ago. Sadly, Mitt Romney, the person here I'm hoping to replace, you know, is one of the few Republicans that actually confirmed his appointment. It's just it's just inconceivable.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Today, Attorney General Andrew Bailey led six other states in filing suit against the Biden administration's latest illegal student loan forgiveness plan, while the Supreme Court decided just last summer in a decision of 6-3 to strike down Biden's forgiveness program. Our own legislature also never gave Biden the authority to shift financial burden onto others. And while Biden's mental acuity isn't exactly what it used to be, maybe not ever, clearly there are over 500 White House employees who surely have reminded him, but perhaps they didn't want to because they too want someone else to pay their student loans off. General Bailey, I appreciate you joining the show tonight. Your legal mind is always spot on. And I want to hit you with something that I just saw on your Twitter timeline that you just posted a little while ago, and I think that your story is similar to a lot of Americans who have fought for this country, who maybe didn't have the money to pay for their education, so they paid for it with blood, sweat, and tears, not too dissimilar to other Americans who maybe didn't join the military, but if they couldn't afford to go to school, maybe they got a small business loan, they paid for a work truck and paid off the loan for that. Why are American taxpayers paying off these loans for anyone? And why does Joe Biden think that he can step around this time and time again? He's been slapped down multiple times, and he keeps trying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, at the end of the day, we can't let Joe Biden saddle working Missouri families or working American families with Ivy League debt. And it is personal for me. Went to school on an Army ROTC scholarship, served my nation in a combat arms branch in the United States Army, deployed to Iraq twice, came home and went to law school on the post 9/11 GI Bill. So I paid for my school in blood, sweat and tears and service to my nation. It was a privilege to get to do that. But what it taught me was that there's nothing free and everything needs to be earned, not given. And yet what President Biden is doing is nothing short of trying to buy votes and flaunting the authority of the United States Supreme Court in the process. When is the mainstream media going to call this what it is? A constitutional crisis. At the end of the day, President Biden tried this once before. We put a stop to it, went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. The court ordered him, forbade him from redistributing wealth without explicit authority from Congress. He has not obtained that authority. And now he's out campaigning saying, well, the Supreme Court told me no, but I'm going to do it anyway. The only rational explanation here is he's trying to buy votes because he knows he's losing to President Trump in the key demographic between 18 and 29 years old in recent polling. And that scares him. But we can't allow him to undermine the rule of law and violate constitutional separation of powers for his political ambition.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to ask a question. I mean, it might sound rudimentary, but I feel like enough people aren't talking about this. If the issue is predatory loans, if the issue is predatory contracts, and these loans are so oppressive and so offensive, why isn't it the lending institutions that are held responsible?
Well, that's absolutely right. Look, there are consumer protection laws and contract law that would protect individuals from those kinds of practices, but none of those claims are being raised here. Really, what this is, again, is a redistribution of wealth from cultural elites who decided to go to college and take out loans to working families who are going to have to pay off those loans. Ask any working family or small business owner if there's such thing as debt cancellation. I guarantee you they'll say, no, there isn't. No one's ever canceled their debt. They had to earn everything they've gotten. And so what kind of example is the president setting here, not only by undermining the rule of law, flaunting the will of the United States Supreme Court by ultimately trying to create this kind of consequence-free environment where you can do whatever you want, you don't have to worry about the consequences, and somebody else will pick up the tab. That's not how it works. What we know is that the previous plan cost more than $500 billion. This plan is anticipated to cost even more than that because of the enormous breadth and scope of the cancellation program, but it costs Missourians up to $40 million in lost revenue because here in Missouri, the Missouri Higher Education Loan Authorities, who administers student loan payments and repayments. And so at the end of the day, taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill for that. Make no mistake about it. President Biden is going to foot Missouri taxpayers with a bill for his debt cancellation program. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. We're going to put a stop to it again and hold him in contempt of court if he won't obey the lawful orders of the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of unconstitutionality, I wanted to ask you, I think we're bumping up against, if my timing is right, about 2 years since Missouri v. Biden. It's now of Murphy v. Missouri. Can I get an update from you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this case is the most critical First Amendment suit in this nation's history to protect our right to free speech on big tech social media platforms. What we know is that the federal government under President Biden's administration has coerced and colluded with big tech to silence American voices in violation of the First Amendment right to free speech. We've uncovered evidence that this coercive and collusive relationship was targeted at one viewpoint, and that's any viewpoint who dissented from Joe Biden. That is absolutely core political speech that they are targeting for censorship. The remedy in this country for disfavored speech has always been counter speech, not government censorship. So in other words, if President Biden and his army of federal bureaucrats didn't like what was being said on big tech social media platforms, they should have offered their own posts, not silence American voices. So we took him to court. We got a preliminary injunction nationwide on the 4th of July. We defended it twice at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So the score is Missouri 3, Biden 0 in the fight for free speech. We just went to the Super Bowl. We were at the United States Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago and argued that case. And ultimately, I believe that the justice will be served and that the Supreme Court will uphold the text, history, and tradition of our First Amendment right to free speech and affirm that nationwide injunction. And we'll be back down at the trial court continuing to fight to protect our right to free speech.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, the answer is always more speech, not less. But it seems like Media Matters doesn't agree with you on that, especially when it comes to the viewpoint. Wherever that message is coming from, and they clearly don't agree with the viewpoint of Elon Musk as he operates X, which is more speech, not less. And you have filed a suit against Media Matters. And some people in our audience might not have heard about this case, but they were basically manipulating their algorithm so that controversial or salacious content bumped right up against in the timeline advertisements. Talk to us about this, and have you gotten any information from Media Matters? It seems like they're kind of stonewalling every step of the way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, make no mistake about it. Media Matters is a radical, progressive, tyrannical group. They're a not-for-profit that masquerades as a media watchdog, but they're absolutely a left-wing progressive advocacy group. And what they did was a coordinated, conspiratorial market manipulation to apply a corporate pressure campaign against prominent advertisers on X. They hate X because they can't control X. They, again, are dedicated to driving from public discourse any viewpoint they disagree with. This is a new front in the war for free speech. They hate X because they can't control it, and so they want to shut it down. One of the last bastions dedicated to free speech in America. Media Matters can't tolerate that. And so the question that I have is, under what pretense did they solicit funds and contributions from the people of the state of Missouri in order to commit this conspiratorial market manipulation? Who coordinated it and who benefited it? This is an investigation that I'm authorized under the consumer protection laws of the state of Missouri to conduct. And what we know is that the state of Texas, my colleague Ken Paxton, conducted a similar investigation, and Media Matters refused to comply with his subpoenas and sued him in federal court. And so they've got a dedicated history of declining to comply with state statutes and state investigations. So we filed suit to enforce our subpoenas, and we're going to get to the bottom of it and hold wrongdoers accountable.
Good for you. Yeah, and it almost seems like there's a bumper crop of these organizations, not specifically Media Matters, but, you know, we always talk about how, you know, that which is illegal for the government, they farm out to private organizations and vice versa. And it seems like, especially for the Biden administration, they are farming out so much of this to private organizations when everyone knows that at worst it's illegal, at best it's unethical.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at the end of the day, this is one of the strategic objectives in the fight for the soul of America. Are we going to have a free, fair, and open marketplace of ideas where the competition of ideas will lead us to the truth, or are we going to be spoon-fed a narrative by federal bureaucrats and less left-wing progressive advocacy groups? I mean, that's what's at stake here. Again, when I say that Missouri v. Biden is the most important First Amendment suit in this nation's history, that's a direct quote from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and let's put that in context. You know, in the late 1700s, the Federalists, under our second president of the United States, John Adams, enacted the Alien and Sedition Act that allowed the president to imprison anyone who disagreed with the Federalists' foreign policy. That was bad enough, but at least Congress authorized it. What's going on here is in the shadows, the shadowy corridors of the federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., and many Americans who've been silenced or whose speech has been stifled on big tech don't know that it happened because they were shadow banned or deplatformed without knowing it.
We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. I'd like to take a quick moment for our sponsor, Home Title Lock. A new report on homeowners shows we now have $16 trillion in equity in our homes, an all-time high. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. You've heard about it. I've been talking to these FBI agents on the show. That's where your equity in all of your homes is the target. These scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof. That's it. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with my good friends who offer triple lock protection at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it is still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS and they'll send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection
It's free. That's a good deal, right? HometitleLock.com, promo code JustNews. Go check it out. HometitleLock.com, promo code JustNews.
Now, one reminder. A lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is, we sure do. Not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7.